are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That would be Alabama. I'm talking about this show goes way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, thrown in just for good measure. Yeah. Proud of it. What a great listening audience, too. I'm just saying, we got the best audience out there. You could not ask for better than what we got. I'm just saying. Just so you know.
Absolutely.
All right. Hey, listen, jumping into the triple dipper here. Top of the hour, by the way, you're going to want to stay tuned. We've got State Senator Arthur Orr is going to be calling in. We'll be switching gears from this topic I'm about to do now to another one when he calls in. So let me see what I can do to get this in right now, because this is important. Just this morning, by the way, if you hadn't seen it, just this morning, the House Judiciary Committee, led by Representative Jim Jordan, is having what they call field hearings in New York City. Really? And they're calling it a political stunt on the left, and they're calling it the way to go on the right. So that just tells you everything right there. But, of course, Jerry Nadler, you know, the guy who seems more like a character from something out of the Lord of the Rings or whatever. But anyway, Jerry Nadler, he did his piece, his opening statement as the minority leader now on the House Judiciary Committee, and excoriated the Republicans for doing all of this to support Donald Trump. Okay, sure. But yeah, it's not. What they're trying to do is highlight what's happening, and they're going to do this in more than one venue. They're trying to highlight the fact that liberal DAs right now and defund the police movements are exposing people of this great country to criminal elements that are acting with wanton disregard for human life, limb, or property. I'm not sure what all I said, but it sounded really good. But that needs to be written down somewhere. Mark that one. But anyway, Yes. What I'm saying is this. People need to know that whereas some call it social justice on the left, I'm just saying this. Society needs justice. We need to know that the justice system will go back to work in places where it's been broken and start fixing the streets, if you know what I mean. Fixing the streets. Like for that. And by the way, liberals, stop trying to blame everything on gun control. Stop trying to blame everything on, well, we have to do something to bring in, you know, some more social justice systems to provide counseling on the crime scene. No, you don't. How about get the criminals off? By the way, there was a stat this morning that I could not believe, but Jim Jordan read out the stats, and he said that in New York City, just retail theft, which, by the way, we used to just call theft, but retail theft, stealing from stores, retail theft alone, there were 337 people who accounted for 6,000 of the incidents. What does that tell you? They were repeat offenders, some of whom had been arrested 20 times and had never faced prosecution or incarceration. Well, so basically, if 337 people had been kept off the street, maybe at least after their, I don't know, 15th arrest, there would be thousands of retail thefts that would not have occurred. And that's just in New York City. One venue. Listen, in San Francisco, it's gotten so bad that the San Francisco City Council and the state of California, if I'm not mistaken, have now made it to where you cannot be arrested or charged unless the theft is over $1,000. You're reaching for the microphone.
Over $1,000?
Yes.
So they just don't care about the other stuff.
Exactly.
So let me just go in there and make sure I just only take...
And that's what they do.
$900 worth.
And that's what they do. They literally walk in the door, some of them with calculators. And they start walking around, and then they pick up stuff and walk out. And what's happened is they got a whole black market going. There are fences across the street who will buy it for them cash on the dollar. They'll go buy drugs. They'll come back the next day, and they'll go to the next store, and they'll steal $900 worth of stuff, come back, sell it for $110, and then go buy drugs, come back the next day. And they do this all up and down the streets. That's why stores are closing.
Wow.
Yeah, it's unreal. Well, so I don't know if you saw this or not. In Chicago... By the way, I'm going to get to Alabama here in a minute. In Chicago, over the weekend, I mean, this is just boggles my mind. But literally, there were hundreds of teenagers who went on a rampage. They called it a teen takeover of an area in Chicago, downtown Chicago, called The Loop. Hundreds of tourists are out, you know, people are there. It's, you know, restaurants and theaters and all that kind of stuff. And all of a sudden, these crowds of teenagers descended on it. Apparently, it had been coordinated through social media. It was like the, what they call those old flash mobs? It was like a flash mob. And they just showed up and began literally tearing things up. They're going on a mad spree. And this happened just over the weekend. Look it up. I got a story here from Fox. This one is titled, Chicago Mayor-Elect Condemns the Teen Takeover, but says it's not constructive to demonize the youth. Yes, actually it is. If they're the criminals, it is. Chicago Mayor-Elect Brandon Johnson warned against vilifying youth while condemning a chaotic teen takeover of the Loop over the weekend, which saw hundreds of young people descend on the downtown area for two nights in a row. Two nights? I didn't realize it was two nights. He's very worried about their feelings. Let's make sure we don't vilify them. Vilify them? You have hundreds of young people who came out there smashing cars, blocking traffic, fighting in the streets. Two people were shot. And his worry is that we're going to vilify them? Well, if they're doing this, then by God, yeah, we're going to vilify them. Stop with the social justice. So Chicago police did make 9 arrests. I'm talking about 9 adults, 6 juveniles were arrested, 15 total. The response, though, from the new mayor-elect is, it's not constructive to demonize youth who have otherwise been starved of opportunities in their communities. You know, you got two issues here. If you think they need a teen rec center to play in, that's cool. In the meantime, you got to punish bad behavior. You can't go build the teen rec center and hope the city still stays standing while you burn it, while they burn it down, just long enough for you to get the teen rec center built. How about this? You better start doing both. But this is where he comes from. Chicago police have been struggling, it says, to rein in crime in recent years, with homicides hitting a 25-year high. Johnson, the new mayor-elect, faced attacks during his mayoral race about his desire to, what? Defund the police. Yeah. But he's going to worry about whether or not we're being mean to kids who are out there running around smashing and grabbing and shooting and looting. And I'm telling you. How about the hundreds of tourists who had to get escorted back to their hotels by the police because they were fearing for their safety? How about the folks who were assaulted or had their cars trashed for no reason except that a flash mob decided to get out there and go crazy and have some big fun? Well, we had a massive incident, too, this past, when did it happen? Was it Friday? What day was the shooting in Dadeville, Boomer? Was it Friday or it was Saturday? It was Saturday night. Saturday, yeah. So, I mean, it comes home. It does. It comes home. The intent by the left to blame everything except the problem is even right here in Red, Alabama. 1819's got this story, right? It happened Saturday. If you haven't heard, it's a tragedy. 4 people killed, 28 injured at a Sweet 16 birthday party. One of those kids who was killed had just been awarded a full-ride football scholarship to Jacksonville State University. I mean, This is awful. And it's, I've got, so an article here from 1819 is up on the resources tab. You can find it or you can go to their website. But, you know, we got comments in here from Governor Ivey and Senator Britt and Senator Tuberville and Congressman Moore, Lieutenant Governor Ainsworth. But then this one I'll read because it's his district, is Representative Mike Rogers, who quoted scripture first, Psalm 34:18. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. He says, there's no words for how heartbroken I am for our community. My prayers are all with the families in Dadeville this morning. But the only Democrat in Alabama's delegation, the only one in Alabama's U.S. delegation, is Democrat Congresswoman Terry Sewell, who offered her sympathies and then immediately pushed for gun control. Because that's the problem, right? I mean, hey, that's the problem. It's the gun walked into the room by itself and did all the shooting. It's not, and by the way, they don't have a suspect yet. It's a bad situation. I mean, somebody is still at large. And if you know something, by the way, if you can hear this and you have an indication or even a rumor of something, you saw it on social media, doesn't matter what it is, then I encourage you to let law enforcement know. But our only Democrat turned immediately to the idea of blaming something else other than culture and issues of not holding people accountable. The follow-up story to that, too, is 1819 did a follow-up on it today. Biden and anti-gun activists used the Dadeville Sweet 16 shooting to push for gun control. That's President Biden right out the gate. Sunday morning, he said, what does our nation come to when children cannot attend a birthday party without fear? When parents have to worry every time their kids walk out the door to the school? Guns are the leading killer of children in America. The numbers are rising. Want lawmakers to act on common sense gun safety reforms. How about this? Your vice president went to Nashville and didn't even meet with the victims' families. Stop pretending you care. It's an agenda for you. You don't want the issue to be resolved. You want to blame a piece that helps you move your agenda. I'm telling you, we need the justice system to get back to justice. We need law enforcement to be allowed to do their jobs and to be upfunded, not defunded. And then on top of that, stop blaming everything else. But wait, I mean, here's a few for you. So WSFA, news station out of Montgomery, one of their reporters, Aaron Davis, I believe I met Aaron Davis, nice person, but she says immediately, something about this shooting has me extra numb. The legislature's in session. Tell your representatives and senators the changes you want to see. No, I'm sorry. You're supposed to be an objective reporter talking about the news, but instead you just showed us that even you as a reporter are going to go straight to blaming something and demanding action instead of just holding people accountable. I mean, this is ridiculous. Oh, we got one NBC News national security analyst, a guy named Frank Figliuzzi. Frank Figliuzzi immediately said, it's because Alabama has a permitless carry now. Come on, dude. I am pretty sure the person who walked in there and killed four people and wounded 28 others could care less whether we have a permit system or a permitless system. They were going to do what they do with an illegal firearm or a legal firearm. But that's where we are. I got a little more on this, but I'm just telling you right now, folks, this is a part of being canalized. Do not let them tell you that it's something else. What it is crime. And crime needs to be prosecuted. Remember, you can take us to the break, buddy. Crime needs to be prosecuted. And, oh, by the way, police need to be upfunded. And we need to get away from blaming these social issues. If you want to fix the social issues, do it. But you can't diminish the ability to enforce and prosecute crime. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. Back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time. Got a bunch of texts that came in. I look over there and like, well, I guess I better read a few. So Jenny from Decatur, read that part. I guess it's that part a while ago where I said, what did I just say, Boomer? Write that down. Anyway, she says, please repeat what you said. I'm so sorry I was trying to write it down too fast, but nope. Anyway, Jenny, I don't know which part it was. It'll be on the podcast.
It'll be on the podcast. Wait till right after the show. It'll be on that first, the first dipper of the podcast.
The very first. Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. Appreciate it, Boom. Sorry, Jenny. Sometimes I say things and I pontificate so madly that I don't even know what I've said. But anyway, there it is. Michael from Sylacauga just texted in and said, shootings do happen in Alabama. And when they do, it's newsworthy. And if a day ever passes without a shooting in Chicago, it'll be newsworthy. That's a great point. What else we got? Raven from Russellville. Oh, dang. So first of all, he says, Mulvaney is a representative for Tampax. Where is he going to put it? Anyway, there's that. And then he says, justice is available. Folks with my skill set just haven't decided yet to bring it. Keep your powder dry there, Raven. Just keep it dry, bro. We need you around. Don't get out there ahead of yourself. I know you won't either. And then Rita from Scottsboro just says, with regards to my monologue, she says, they're not canalizing women with all the transvestites and transgenders. I think they're actually trying to cancel women. I think they push abortions to bring down the population. I'm beginning to wonder if that's what they're trying to do by pushing kids to get permanent gender assignments as it can't be changed, and those children will never be able to have children of their own. Again, controlling the population. Interesting point. Tony from Piedmont, with regards to canalizing, I can tell my man Tony is a former military guy too. He says avenues of approach, PDFs, which is pre-designated fires, and if subject to being overrun, an FPL, which is a final protective line. So basically, you're just laying it out, bro. Ron from Tuscumbia. And by the way, Ron, this is also going to be in the show later on. He says CVS is putting out a transgender guide. Yes, they are. CVS employees are now subject to having to follow their new guidelines for handling transgender employees, which includes, guess what? You get to share a bathroom with whoever wants to use it. You know, guess what? You have to use pronouns and all that stuff. All right, let me jump back into it. Top of the hour, by the way, we're going to switch gears, go to the number two in the triple dipper, the tax man cometh. And we'll start that off with a conversation with State Senator Arthur Orr. Social justice. My take on social justice, my version of social justice, is that society needs justice. Society needs to know that people will stop blaming the things that happen on their liberal agenda items. We had an awful situation of the shooting in Dadeville. 4 people killed, 28 injured. Then we had just this weekend also, last night actually. Authorities are still searching, according to Fox News. Authorities are still searching for a suspect after a shooting in Biloxi, Mississippi, that left at least 5 victims, including 1 police officer. Biloxi Police Chief John Miller is at the scene shortly after 8. He said officers from multiple agencies swiftly responded to a massive shooting that involved possibly 4 or 5 victims, a Biloxi police officer being one. And he points out, whenever there's a massive shooting like this where several people are shot, you can expect that law enforcement works together. We always have. And that's true. The men and women of law enforcement are doing all that they can do, and they are sometimes the ones in the line of fire. But listen, you got stuff like what I'm about to say here. So just a couple weeks ago, we had that awful school shooting in Nashville. Children and adults both killed. Was it 3 children, 3 adults, I believe? And I've got an article here from NBC. Fairly even-keeled article, except that it just doesn't want to go there. It just doesn't want to go there, quite there. It says, more than 2 weeks after a mass shooting at a Nashville Christian school, according to NBC, investigators have not yet identified a clear motive in the attacker's journal writings. How about let us see the journal? How about this? We were told that the shooter had a manifesto, and now all of a sudden, they say in the article, it just appears to be the ramblings indicative of mental health struggle. Well, what's your point? Maybe that's the point. Maybe this was the agenda. A federal law enforcement source verified to NBC News that no direct motive has been established in the investigation and suggested the driving force of the attack was similar to previous school shootings. Really? It's like other school shootings. What does that mean? What do you mean by that? Did the other school shootings have a transgender with a written manifesto that you've not allowed us to see yet? But here's the thing. Liberals went straight there, right? Fox News has a story that came out just this past Thursday. A flower shop near Nashville has refused to provide decorations for a Republican event featuring former President Donald Trump and urged other businesses to deny future services to the Republican Party in a call for stricter gun laws. In response to the shooting, the flower shop in Belmede, Tennessee, said they immediately declined service for the upcoming Republican National Committee fundraiser and encouraged others in the Nashville event industry to say no to making money or jobs from the Republican Party until they begin to make changes to gun laws that most Americans are calling for. See, they can't help themselves. Where society needs justice, society needs to upfund our law enforcement and support them in what they do. And society needs to know that district attorneys will actually prosecute crime and that legislators will have tough on crime policies and that we'll just go there because law and order matters. The liberals are desperate to find an agenda item that just basically takes away your Second Amendment rights or tells you that you're the problem because you didn't provide enough social welfare opportunities or that maybe what we really need to do is send somebody who's not a trained policeman, but a trained, I don't know, counselor to go to the crime scene and sort of help. Really? I'll tell you what. Society as a whole just wants to know that criminals will be prosecuted and put away so they won't keep coming back and perpetrating the same things over and over again. And it happens right here at home, and it happens nationally. And it's the same freaking story everywhere. And I'm saying, folks, don't let yourself get candleized on this one. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, coming right back. We'll be with State Senator Arthur Orr. Y'all stay tuned.